Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time, tonight being Tuesday, the 13th of April, 2010. This is your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona. First, the contact information. If you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time or HOT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com, and the studio number in Arizona, 928-333-2942, that's 928-333-2942, and the studio number in Canada, 613-733-4324. That's 613-733-4324. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to share research or ask productive questions or just send hate mail, what have you, you can email me directly at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a few announcements and updates this evening, and then we'll continue on tonight discussing deprogramming and networking in civil disobedience, tonight being installment 10 in our broadcast series again this evening, the 13th of April, 2010, Tuesday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, many of you, I am sure, out there plan at some point, especially probably this Thursday, in partaking in various activities, so-called protests, get-togethers, meetings, what have you, this Thursday the 15th. I just ask each of you to have heeded my advice concerning agent provocateurs and plants and subversion of these types of get-togethers and meetings, and watch out for yours and the safety of those around you. There are many factions around the country right now that have been rioting, if you will, on a weekend by weekend basis. There are many groups who have planned on targeting and upsetting with violence and violent counter-demonstrations, activities of so-called tea parties, independence parties, tax day protests, what have you, this Thursday the 15th. So, having used the PSYOPs and Tactics series, the Civil Disobedience series, I hope you have heeded that advice and carefully watch your back and those around you. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we have got into some interesting raw intelligence, not all of which has been verified at this point, but a large part of it has. Out of Central California, most notably centered around the Fresno, California area, many people may be familiar with that. I was stationed there in the Army and lived all around the Fresno area. There's been some business meetings as of late that have had guest speakers talking about various sales working, foreign agents and domestic agents, both enemies of the Constitutional Republic, working in their areas, planning strikes against our country and freedom. See, not only are they serving their own interests, ladies and gentlemen, their own petty, selfish self-interest, but they are serving the interest of the megalomaniacs who would seek to enslave you, ladies and gentlemen, by using the excuse of rioting, protesting, internal strife to do draconian legislation and actions like martial law declarations, more intense government control of your activities, all blaming the rampant and out-of-control domestic terrorism. And ladies and gentlemen, these cells and groups have been noticed around the San Joaquin Valley area of California and in Fresno. And in fact, at a businessmen's meeting recently, there was a speaker who works in public affairs in the U.S. military, a fairly high-ranking officer, in fact, a lieutenant colonel. Now, we have verified also that this lieutenant colonel does serve that function right there in that area as a public affairs officer with a U.S. military unit, and that he has spoken at the business meetings and has spoken in the past at the business meetings around the valley as just a guest keynote speaker of notoriety, of prestige, of knowledge, and has researched these activities heavily, what's going on around the bases out in the civilian population around these bases. So, ladies and gentlemen, much of it we have already verified since first catching wind of it this past weekend, Sunday, in fact. So be very leery, ladies and gentlemen. These plans and operations appear in the San Joaquin Valley, the Central Valley of California, centered around the Fresno, California area, do not have any direct plans towards the 15th. This is two sets of warnings I am issuing you, ladies and gentlemen, because those of you out there who really care, I'm not going to at all tell you to stay at home. I'm going to be doing several speaking engagements. I have had a speaking engagement yesterday, today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after that, which is Friday, all weekend, next Monday and next Tuesday, mostly out of town, some in town. And in fact, just because of travel and overlapping schedules, I've had to cancel speaking arrangements because they collided with the previously promised one. So it's getting quite busy out there, and I carry this warning around and around, and groups have thanked me for it because they had felt in the back of their head, if you will, something was awry at a few of their activities. And once I laid out a clear, simple path and documentation and a MO, modus operandi, if you will, of socialists and collectivist provocateurs, they quickly realized that they had seen a pattern. They just did not know how to recognize it or analyze it from an intelligence or tactical or strategic standpoint. So they have been thankful for my engagements with them and their groups and have rooted out these agents from within their networks. Now, all this warnings, ladies and gentlemen, not only come at the needed or appropriate time, because we just found out about several of the new ones that are much more organized, ladies and gentlemen, and even funded quite well, but because of this week and because of tonight's topical subject, Civil Disobedience Part 10 in our series, Deprogramming and Networking. So, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, I will be at a very large engagement this Thursday with a information booth and videos and handouts for the public on gratis. Me and some guys have together bought them off ourselves. We're not just going to hand out Hour of the Times or CMLUA's stuff for free. We know that it takes, obviously, we know quite well what it takes to produce them and get them out and distribute them afterwards. So, We have paid for our own stuff, and we'll be handing this out as well as several informational packets on the Republic, massive grabs against your abilities to operate freely, unencumbered from audits, codes, bureaucracies, and collectivists. And we will have their PowerPoints, laptop, screen, everything set up at our booth as we entertain the afternoon and several thousand people mingling around. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going. There's no reason to hide in your closet. The agent provocateurs and collectivists work on fear. They work on instilling fear in you to hide, to bury your head in the sand, to convince you and for you to convince yourself that there's nothing you can do. You're helpless. You can't handle the threat. It's too dangerous. That's exactly what they want, ladies and gentlemen, and if that is your attitude, you have played into it. Go, but be vigilant and diligent, ladies and gentlemen, as you should be in all aspects of your life. I just mentioned audit, and I have to question, once again, this whole Kool-Aid drinking, non-analyzing crowd that's screaming, audit the Fed, audit the Fed. Would you not say yourselves that part of your disgust, I know I would, with the Fed, is that it is a private entity, illegally given control of the banking and monetary system of our country? I would. And if that's your case and part of your argument, then you are saying it is legal for the government to come in and audit people's personal and private affairs. You are against the Constitution. For if they can do it to the massivest banking cartel beast in world history, they can certainly do it to you, your family, your supposed loved ones, and your neighbors and communities. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have it one way for somebody that you pick out in a different way for yourself. If your premise is built upon the Fed is illegal, and there are various premises which people have built their arguments upon against the Federal Reserve System, but one of the major ones is that it's a private entity, and with which I'll agree 100%. But if you are going to give the government authority to audit them, then you better give them authority to audit you, all your affairs, and everything you do, Mr. Hypocrite, anti-constitutionalist, anti-republic, and anti-freedom. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't take it, don't listen, and don't spout bullshit you can't back up. The simple fact is there is a clear constitutional path for the coinage of money as outlined in the Constitution and the Money and Coinage Act, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need to audit the Fed because you're opening a can of worms you can't deal with if you truly do believe in freedom. Most of you obviously don't that are spouting that line. So you better watch out because, like I say, you're opening something that you're not going to be able to deal with later on. There's a clear path, legal reasoning, historic reasoning for abolishment. And auditing is not part of it. So those of you who are urging auditing of private corporations and entities, make sure that you have all of your papers, personal affairs, notes, activities, ready and waiting and in the open for the same thing to fully happen to you. Expect it and don't gripe about it. And don't say that it's not fair to do it to you, but it's fair to do it to the Fed. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a slippery slope, a thin-edged blade that you are straddling, and you need to be leery. Abolishment is an answer if a clear plan for a monetary system of this country is already established and in place. Auditing is not the answer. Unless, of course, you're another Kool-Aid drinker out there and typical hypocrite. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope many of you too are being very coherent and concise in your note-taking, ladies and gentlemen, throughout this series. It will help you to great extremes. People who have heard it have already put it to great use. People who are listening and paying attention are putting it to great personal use and to use in their affairs with those around them. And that is the purpose of it. Solution-oriented programming, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Hour of the Time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, also don't forget that the Hour of the Time is listener-supported, 100%. That keeps us free from the bonds and ties of advertising. They're obviously, and quite honestly, often pimping rip-off products, products that aren't validated, don't work, that the show host wouldn't use themselves. But they pimp them. All in worship of Babylonian money, ladies and gentlemen. So we are private, independent control, our destiny, ladies and gentlemen. And we need your support to do that. It is at the point where I am turning down speaking engagements on a rather frequent basis because we are just stretched too thin. We have the streaming test all this month on the new satellite audio streams. We have the potential right now to exponentially grow and expand here at the Hour of the Time, but can't do it without your support. Go to the website, hourofthetime.com, and go to the shopping cart, the hot shop, if you will. You'll see numerous MP3 audio files on a mix-and-match basis that you can pick and choose from, topical MP3 audio series, PDF book packages, and individual books, downloads, DVDs, all of this there for your research and study. And at the same time, you're helping the Hour of the Time with our operation. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't get this programming anywhere else, plain and simple. Most people are on the take. They're infotainment. They're scared to say what needs to be said or spend time on petty jealousies and trivial affairs, not solutions. This country, ladies and gentlemen, is on the brink of utter implosion and collapse. And petty jealousies no longer have a place. They never did. But they're very detrimental at this crucial point in our history. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is probably, and I am quite certain of this, because of the years of involvement and research out there in the freedom movements, if you will, whatever you want to call them. We are at the crux, ladies and gentlemen, if you will. We are at the precipice, and we can only either fix it or accept slavery and socialism on a mass basis and slide down the slope. It's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. I've made mine. I know which path I'm going down. I will live free, and that's the only way I will live. And this current series is trying to educate you and teach you how to do that by giving you insight into how you have the responsibility, carried forth since before our founding fathers even, in the days of the inception of this republic and our Constitution, and through many great events throughout our history, that American individualist attitude, freedom individualist, no matter where you're at, that you will live free and unencumbered from collectivist, socialist, bureaucracies, codes, and everything else that portrays itself as law, and that you have a civic responsibility to disrupt, dismember, and tear down anything that is against the Constitution and your freedoms and liberties, prosperity, and posterity, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to go to a quick musical break here, 2 or 3 minutes. This is the time for you to get your notes ready, get your snacks, drinks, whatever you do when you listen to the broadcast, and be prepared for this evening, part 10 in our Civil Disobedience series, Deprogramming and Networking.
The man who tells the truth is universally disliked by every person. Anyone who believes what anyone else writes or says without thoroughly researching it and making sure that it is absolutely true is a puppet on a string. And when the puppet master calls the tune, he will dance.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Hour of the Time this evening, the 13th Tuesday of April. Not the 13th Tuesday, it's the 13th and a Tuesday of April 2010. With your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona. Part 10 in our Civil Disobedience series. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we left off in Part 9 talking about the negative ideas, the lack of substantiation and research, just like we've highlighted at the beginning of this broadcast, that promulgates the bulk of what would be good people out there and Americans or individuals, wherever you might live, for freedom in the Republic. You see, the negative views, lack of research, is what's holding down most would-be American individuals. Because you cannot repeat these negative views, rumors, unsubstantiated talk without it affecting you. And if you analyze these and check into your research before you open your mouth, know what you're talking about, then you have the ability to create the success in your life and affect those around you for freedom and individualism. Or you have the ability, by not doing it, to create utter failure. A few examples might be like, well, I'll need Social Security when I become 65. Ladies and gentlemen, what a person's really saying is, I need someone else to take care of me. I cannot produce or cannot expect to produce enough, or I cannot be counted on to be responsible enough to save enough to be self-sufficient by the time I'm 65. These people, ladies and gentlemen, have concluded that it's impossible to even try. So why try? The government will handle it. You can see the same arguments when you hear hypocritical, stupid-ass sheeple sit here and whine and cry about the recently passed health care bill, how horrible it is. I'm a conservative. I've been in this country. I'm 70 years old. And my Medicaid is so screwed up. I need my Medicaid and Social Security and prescription programs. And Obama health care is going to make it worse. It's socialism. It's not right. What have you been living on? Hypocrite. You've been sucking the teat already. See, basically you've got yours and you want it even better. And you don't want Bam Bam to write another one. Is health care a monstrosity? Yes. Is it legal? No. Was it needed? No. Is it valid? No. Can it stand up to the constitutional tests that we outlined in this series? No. So everybody that entertained it, supported it, and voted for it be tried for treason? Yes. But ladies and gentlemen, don't go bitching about how socialist it is and then cry that your favorite programs are going to be hurt. What are some other examples we see around us every day, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I need unemployment compensation. I desire it. I deserve it. I'm entitled to it. I can't get a job. I'll even sign weekly that I looked for work but couldn't find it. I'm helpless. It wasn't my fault I lost my job. It wasn't my fault that the small company I worked for went broke just because I was wanting to take it easy. What do I care about the business for which I worked? I don't like business owners. See, the person, ladies and gentlemen, that accepts these views will never be a leader, a business owner, a manager. You'll be a drone worker, little socialist bee the rest of your life. And just like any other drone, you'll be discarded by the bureaucracy when it is through with you. One of the first steps, ladies and gentlemen, to overcome the effects of negative programming, propaganda, is to admit that you are not immune from it. All of us come under its attack. Some of us can quite clearly see it, though, and divert it. Redirect that force against itself and live free of it. Most cannot. That's what this series, An Hour of the Time, is here to do. Solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. Let's just take a year, 1910. In 1910 and prior to that, were there inundations of books dedicated in the bookstores or on TV on how to be positive thinkers, of how to overcome negative aspects in your life? No, there weren't. Because Americans were proactive and positive at that point. Individualists were active and out there in droves. People were educated in what their rights and liberties were. They had not yet been programmed negatively by collectivist propaganda. How do you sell water to a guy who has a good well? But, and essentially, from the late 1950s and early 60s onward, there have been thousands of those very books and programs published and spread about. Obviously, the market was created, ladies and gentlemen, because of the effects of mass negative programming on the part of the collectivist. Now, you may feel that these various books and programs might help you. If you feel that they would, get one and study it. This series will do just the same. Because really, the biggest part, and the hardest part, ladies and gentlemen, is your simple admittal and acceptance that you have been misled. That you had accepted propaganda and lies espoused by socialist, collectivist bureaucracies, and have lived under them wittingly. And once you make that admittal, that conscientious decision that you have been duped and that you will no longer be duped, to the best of your abilities, live free and as an individual, at that point, you become, ladies and gentlemen, a great enemy of collectivists and socialists, and a great fighter, a great warrior, a soldier, if you will, for freedom. And you need to surround yourself with those individuals who also accept that fact, that fate, if you will, by making that decision, and have sworn they will live that way, like many of us have done. See, a society that is based on collectivism, especially on a pure 100% or mass part, is likewise just the same, almost 100% negative in its disposition and views. For collectivists rely upon the fear, instilling fear, and you accepting that and convincing yourself even of that fear, that negative thinking, to keep the population down and dependent upon the bureaucracy itself. Simply look at pictures of crowds and collectivist societies and try to find the smiles in the random pictures. They're almost non-existent. Because propaganda constitutes almost their complete mental diet. Now, most of you until now, or recently, have been programmed unknowingly and involuntarily. Now, ladies and gentlemen, throughout this series, you can knowingly and voluntarily reject the propaganda you're receiving from collectivists, bureaucrats, and reject the stranglehold and bonds of slavery and chains that are put upon you by codes, administrative rulings, and agencies, and anything that is unconstitutional. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your duty to disrupt those operations. You have to be, guess what, solution-oriented. And although the right of collectivists to broadcast and publish such swill and destructive views must remain protected, ladies and gentlemen, under the First Amendment, and I agree with it, it must remain protected. Just like your Medicaid versus Obama health care plan argument, or your audit the Fed, but keep my private records, my personal records private. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have it both ways. But unfortunately, the collectivists have hypocritically censored those of us on the individualist side. Don't practice their hypocrisy. Disrupt their illegal system with everything you've got. Ladies and gentlemen, Americans across this country and freedom-oriented individuals around the world must be made aware of these simple truths. So you can reject, and they can reject, that programming from collectivism. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That takes your proactive involvement. You, as an individualist, somebody that believes in freedom for yourself and those around you, must make individual contact. You must share the proactive solutions, like that come out of Hour of the Time, with those around you. You must not cower down because of threats of violence or agent provocateurs on days like, well, maybe this Thursday, like it talked about at the beginning of the program. Don't cower down because you have fell victim to their plan. Be diligent, be vigilant, but don't cower down. You can't hide behind made-up bullshit names in chat rooms and comment areas and think you're doing anything. Get out there and do something. You need to play a major role in this, ladies and gentlemen. You are, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of you, a critical component. We encourage you to have purpose in your life and to pursue it in opposition to all bureaucratic tyranny. Accordingly, you must evaluate your actions, decisions, and preferences, as well as the actions, decisions, and preferences and policies of other people and organizations against the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. That is your litmus test, the test we outlined back in some of the other parts, a four part, through the first three parts being the major part, because most activities, bureaucracies, and collectivist agendas out there won't make it past part one, part two, or three. And if they do, there's still part four of the litmus test, if you will, of the Constitution. And you are individually responsible for the support you give, ladies and gentlemen, to the policies of any organization in which you are a member. You should not support any organization's policies that infringe upon the Constitution or your liberties. And so long as you remain and can remain in support of the Constitution, voluntary alliances between yourself and other American individualists or freedom individualist, if you're not in this country, are very beneficial and necessary for both you and them. These voluntary alliances do not have to be necessarily within the structure of an organization, mind you. You don't have to take dictates from an official registered tax-free foundation, 501c3, like many of them out there, that are playing their flute and you're dancing along to. You don't have to take dictates from National Umbrella Registered Political Action Committee in Washington to organize something, and you don't have to mimic its name just because you want to hold a freedom rally or have guest speakers in your area. Many groups are realizing that on a daily basis now when I'm done speaking to them. When I'm done with a hour presentation, a 2-hour presentation, a 3-hour presentation, whatever it might be, my digital projector and laptop. Showing them maps of aggression, ladies and gentlemen, and clear lines of attack, documentation to support it, not just gibberish. And when they can see it, look it up themselves, and they have a disc they take home full of information and documentation that I've covered, to go verify it. And they've been challenged to not believe a single damn thing I said. And they go home and find out that, oh, no, he was right. We have been misled and duped and been spinning our wheels and wasting our time in organization XYZ. You can insert the name, ladies and gentlemen. There's millions of them out there, like the NRA, like most of the Tea Party organizations. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not an attack on people that would be American individuals. But like I say, you can build a robot arm that can wave a flag quite well all day long at a protest. You have to have a foundation and fundamentals and have meaning behind that little wave you're doing, behind that speech that you're doing, behind that little pamphlet you're handing out. You should, ladies and gentlemen, pursue voluntary alliances in a network system which benefits you and which supports the Constitution. You don't have to have membership fees, obviously. And there are no involuntary obligations in such a network system. Each individualist can be the center of their own network if need be. And then he or she can cultivate alliances and loyalties with other individuals to likewise support the Constitution. We'll look at our example throughout this evening, the rest of the evening, as sort of a business, if you will, proposition. This network system, as we'll call it loosely. Now, for the protection of your business or network system, then American individuals should only cultivate alliances with suppliers, customers, employees, what have you, that support the Constitution as well. And likewise, your suppliers, customers, employees should also cultivate alliances with him and with others and with whom they associate or do business with. Unless you're a hermit, never see anybody ever, you're already the center of some network, ladies and gentlemen. Now, be a proactive center. Be productive. Admit you've been duped and that you are now ready to fight to the bitter end, if necessary, for freedom. Now, at least, at the minimum, you at least have various acquaintances, friends, cohorts, neighbors, associates, whom you rely upon to give you useful information at some point here and there, to supply something, to supply an endeavor to work with. At a minimum, you already have that, ladies and gentlemen. To repair your car, your plumbing, what have you, to handle your insurance. Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, they are like-minded and support your goals of constitutional freedom for all. If they don't use them. And if you're an employee, you definitely want to make sure your boss is in your network. And he'll want to make sure that you're in his. If he or she learns about your individualism and constitutionalism, his or her business will only be protected more so, ladies and gentlemen. And you will be on the path to success. And for the protection of your home and property and personal affairs and private affairs against both criminals and the bureaucracy and collectivists, you must cultivate alliances with neighbors and friends, ladies and gentlemen. Encourage them to be in your network, as we're calling it. And likewise, you'll be in their network, because loyalty, ladies and gentlemen, is a two-way street. In everything you wish to protect, you should cultivate alliances with other individualists, freedom individualists, American individualists, and give all your potential allies a chance to become informed about individualism. One of the first steps, ladies and gentlemen, is to be sure that everyone that you need as an ally understands the premises outlined in this current series, Civil Disobedience. Don't give away your notes, ladies and gentlemen. If you've donated to help support our the time and our endeavors for MP3s, don't give them your disc. They need to be responsible. If you want to hand out an MP3 set on one disc of this entire series to a large group of people, contact us. We will definitely do a bulk shipment to where you want with a huge discount. Contact us. Tell us, hey, I have a meeting with 10 neighbors this weekend, 10 church members, 10 coworkers who I'm making alliances in my network with, and I want to educate them and expose them. Can I replicate these discs for them? Contact us. It's real easy, ladies and gentlemen. People do it all the time, and we tell them go ahead all the time. OurTheTime@hotmail.com is my personal email. Now we're going to take a musical break, ladies and gentlemen, before we move on into more of your networking skills, now that we've moved out of the necessity and abilities for all of you to deprogram yourselves and more into networking. And after this musical break, I'll announce a little freebie offer for this evening. If you email me tonight, why this broadcast is new and live tonight, the 13th of April, 2010, a Tuesday, at hourofthetime@hotmail.com to get this offer. Also, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the website, hourofthetime.com, and the studio numbers 928-333-2942 in Arizona and in Canada, 613-733-4324. All right, ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley and Eager, Arizona, with the hour of the time tonight, Tuesday, the 13th of April, 2010, with another broadcast installment of the Civil Disobedience Series, Part 10, this evening. Some raw intelligence that we have substantiated major parts of already, and some warnings for those of you going out and about this Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Now, tonight's offer, if you email me at hourofthetime@hotmail.com, why this broadcast is new and live right now, the 13th of April, 2010, Tuesday, I will send you a PDF book that is very appropriate right now for the times we're in and the programming we're doing. Just went through my massive collection and saw one that is quite apropos, Your Country at War. Many of you self-proclaimed Federal Reserve experts out there should know about this book, so you won't need to email me. But if you want the book, go ahead and email me for Your Country at War and What Happens to You After War by Charles Lindbergh Sr. Ladies and gentlemen, wonderful book, 130 pages, an easy read, very appropriate for the times we're in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, many of you, as you network and begin to spread the ideals of American individualism or freedom individualism wherever you're at, and the need and necessity and responsibility to disrupt collectivist bureaucracy and anything that is unconstitutional, and you want to use this broadcast series, for instance, as a tool, as you expose people to this series, maybe it's in your living room the first time and you might play one given episode. You have a few friends over and say, I need you to hear this. You will probably find that 85% of those who hear it will accept individualism and constitutionalism as a birthright. People know deep down what is right, ladies and gentlemen. There are very few truly evil people out there. And, ladies and gentlemen, it will help you to expose those around you who reject the notions of individualism, freedom, the Constitution, and not make any alliances or have further actions or anything to do with them. Network systems, ladies and gentlemen, grow at astronomical speeds because it paralyzes a free enterprise system, if you will. No one is involuntarily involved. And everyone has his or own for a choice in what ways to participate. Someone in your network may know someone in his or her own network who knows someone in another network and who can help you on some special problem. Ladies and gentlemen, many of us do that in our entire region out here and over the state boundaries into the next state, several hours across this county and state, and into two states and three states and four states and across the country away. We only use entities and people and have dealings with those that are like-minded. Do not support the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, with your hard-earned money, whatever form it's coming in. Whether you are working for Federal Reserve notes, whether you're working for barter, whether you trade labor for other forms of labor or services that you need, whatever it is, don't squander it on those who want to squander your freedom. The Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, was inspired by a higher source, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. What are the chances that these founding fathers came together at that time and had the guts to stand up and do and write what they did? And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a second wave of that in this country. It was time decades ago, actually. And unfortunately, people got too used to their Medicaid, their Social Security. Well, I can't. It's my job. I can't say anything. Just like the little cowards I see all the time, after I go into an agency and get what I want out of them, documents or whatever, and people will tell me on the street, hey, I seen what you did or seen what you say or I worked there, and man, I agree with you. I gotta keep working there. I gotta keep helping the machine, you know, it's my retirement. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that's your attitude, when your family and your little children and your loved ones and neighbors are being shot one by one in the back of the head in lines, I hope you remember that. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for each and every one of you as individualists to act. And accordingly, it's necessary for each and every one of us, because we're all subject to it, to make a critical searching evaluation of any violations we have made of the Constitution, all of us, you, me, whoever it is. And when you discover a violation, try to figure out exactly what you were thinking of, who you may have been protecting, what you had to personally gain from that violation, from supporting or committing the violation against the Constitution. And as you determine that, ask yourself, was it really right for me to violate the supreme guardian of liberty for personal gain? And ladies and gentlemen, your answer will probably be no. And now you'll know how to not make that same mistake again. Unfortunately, we are cut short again this evening. I'm your host, Doyle Shamley, here at Hour of the Time. HourOfTheTime.com is the website. Be sure to email me tonight when this broadcast is live and new for your Country at War booklet. And I hope everyone has a safe and a studious evening.